Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. I am absolutely chomping at the bit to reveal to you the incredible earth-changing events that are happening right now. There are times in history when more happens in just a few years than happened politically in the last 100, and we are at the cusp of that right now. All of the acceleration of change, all of the political turmoil and economic turmoil we've seen, the wars, the invasions, the destabilizations, the police state surveillance grid, all of that is in preparation for the time we are now entering. Open world government as the solution to all of our problems, but not just a world government, a private bank of the world. You'll pay your VAT, your global sales taxes, your carbon taxes too, that will surveil and standardize a cashless society system. Now, I didn't get this out of the Bible. I got this out of globalist think tanks from decades ago that are public, and I've made films and written articles. But in the last 3 years, Time Magazine, Financial Times of London, you name it, have said the answer is a private world government run by a private world bank, the very bankers that engineered the global financial crisis. I told you the crisis was coming. I told you it would be derivatives-based 12 years ago. I told you the answer would be world government. I'm not only right about the world government coming or the exact type of world government, I specifically told you how it would be triggered, but not because I'm smart, not because I have a crystal ball, but because I do my research. As a man, when I study history and then I see the same systems of tyranny being set up with a modern overlay, and then I see the system building surveillance, weapon systems, classical spying systems, and pointing the system at the people and telling us it's for foreign adversaries that are actually funded by the globalists. I have a right, but not just a right, I have an absolute duty to warn. If I know a wildfire is coming through the forest towards a neighborhood, and I'm driving down the road and I don't start warning people or call the police, I am culpable. If I see people have a horrible car wreck and I'm the first to see it, I don't stop and render aid, I'm culpable. I see all this happening. I don't, frankly, at a flesh level, at a cynical, fallen creature level, like having to warn you and put myself in the danger zone. But quite frankly, I've done this so long now, I actually enjoy being persecuted. And it always turns into good. But the point is that, and I don't enjoy the persecution while it's happening, but it always gets turned against the enemy in the end. And it's that doing the right thing and going through what has to come. That's what's going to save this society and this species. And I am wound up today. I'm going to try to deliver you a detailed breakdown analysis using current events and then give you linear projections backwards to see where it came from and then forwards to see where we're going. Here at the crossroads, right here at this historical space-time continuum vortex that we are in, where the future destiny of humanity is being decided right now here. On this planet today, you are not some spectator in the game of life. You are a player upon the field. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you a Bank of the World will be announced. The Vatican has now endorsed global governance and a Bank of the World. And you will see every other major institution endorse the world government as the solution, the cashless society, and more. We are entering the next phase. New World Order is here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 26th day of October, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Every week I come in here and cannot believe the magnitude of news and information and developments and just how stunningly crystal accurate we have been in the last 16 plus years on air, and how everything that we said would unfold to this point has now transpired. If we've been inaccurate, it's underestimating the true magnitude of wickedness, evil, duplicity, corruption, the scientifically crafted nature of this false reality, this matrix-like system. You can see it when the major corporations and governments simultaneously roll out new propaganda campaigns, new technology systems, new control grids, new cashless systems. It is completely and absolutely coordinated. All right, let me calm myself here and just go through some of this news here today, okay? Let me just calm myself and go over the news. We are seeing something happen in Europe right now that is more than 50 years in the making and design. We have the founding documents in the Treaty of Rome, 1957. 54 years ago, where the economic union was meant to set up a super state that would then destroy the sovereignty of the substates, just as our federal government is now liquefying and removing any real state powers. Then that super state and the North American and the Asian super state will transfer their power into the Bank of the World. This is in the declassified public trilateral commission documents, 1975, that we've published at Infowars.com and linked to in many articles. It's in the Club of Rome published documents. It's in the minutes of the UN, the Euro. Bilderberg members have given interviews. We've covered it all ad nauseum. The last 3-4 years, you've seen articles like this one I'm going to put on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, titled, "And Now for World Government," the foreign editor of the Financial Times of London, where he says, yes, it's authoritarian. Yes, we kept it secret from you. Yes, this world government will be a private bank that runs your life that you pay your taxes to. And again, if you guys can pull up that Financial Times of London article, "And Now for World Government" is the headline. We'll put that up for people on screen, but radio listeners can just search that term. There it is. And he admits, world government is good. It's been built in secret. It's authoritarian, and now they're launching it. Okay? Now, Time Magazine, about a month later, came out, and this is a couple years ago, with Bank of the World, it'll fix your problems during the financial crisis of October 08, all engineered. They create the system. They create the crisis. And I know you know this, but it's one thing to know that they're going to do this. It's another thing. We're now there. They're plunging the euro. They're plunging the euro markets, just as they did the dollar in our markets in October of 08, until those countries vote, as those politicians and their constituents watch. The German people said, we're not going to give what's left of our sovereignty over the euro. We're not going to give unlimited capital that we've developed, our money, our pension funds. That's what this is backed up with, by the way, to you. And they said, you know what? You're not going to get them anyways, because the stock market's totally rigged. They are dropping it down to nothing over there until the Germans capitulate. And then the globalists can just steal their money incrementally. Do you know what's in the up-to-the-minute London Telegraph live feed and video feed, as well as the other reports? You know what they're doing right now? They are saying, oh, they're... This is actually in the news, in our article. There won't be any new money pledged of the hundreds and hundreds of billions, $450 billion to begin with, that actually signs them on to unlimited trillions. It actually says in there, go read it for yourself. There's a link to it up at drudgereport.com. We've got a link to Infowars.com as well. It's Debt Crisis Live. They actually have the reporters in there quoting what's happening in the German parliament. They actually say, well, there's no real new money, but the money they're going to pledge, there's no money, but there's money they're going to pledge, is the insurance funds, because the Germans, unlike the U.S., didn't actually spend their Social Security money. They didn't spend all of it. They're pledging that the pensions of the German people, the, quote, insurance funds, the backup funds, they're pledging that to pay off the private derivatives investors. And again, they're saying it's all because of Greece. Greece is just a diversion. Greece is a tiny part of it. And most of their debt is because their government was induced to invest the government funds and pension funds in the derivatives. So the banksters, A, got all that money up front and got it out the back door, and now hold Europe hostage. But it's the same in every country, but Germany, that's still solvent. And they're going to hold them hostage. And after they get this deal, holding them hostage, there'll be another deal, and another, and another, and another. There's never enough to pay off the black hole. The black hole of tens of thousands of quadrillions is impossible to pay off. It grows exponentially. The more money you give the central banks in bailouts, the more they just leverage that to infinity. The bailouts trigger a bigger black hole. The more energy you feed it. How many economists do we have on to explain this? There's no way to backstop it. You were just told last week, Bank of America has asked for $79 trillion and is preparing to request it out of the FDIC. They've moved their money, which is even money, the debts, into the FDIC system. And they're going to be allowed to do it. You're told all day about $14.5 trillion deficits and how you are going to have your taxes raised and services cut because you owe this money. That's just a backdrop, sounds big, to make you feel like you owe something, to make you feel like this is your debt. You see this hoax going of, well, the sticking points of the Greeks, because you know they're talking about 100% payoff on these derivatives to private investors, but not even to the government investments. The government investments in derivatives, that doesn't get paid off. Your pension fund invested in derivatives, that doesn't get paid off. Your pension gets devalued. I mean, this is total robbery. This is as big as World War II without the tens of millions dying. But the austerity coming out of this will impoverish the West and will kill over 1 billion people in the next decade. Lord Monckton and others have broken down the numbers. They're very conservative. Very conservative in 1 billion. This, so in the final equation, is bigger than World War II and World War I combined, but it's a new kind of war. It's a financial matrix war where the globalists roll out their cashless grid, bring everybody into a Ponzi scheme that they pump up in the 90s. Everybody's like, wow, this system's really great, while it's all being set up to bring us into debt bondage. And then, as I told you 16 years ago, as I told you 10 years ago, and 3 years ago, and a month ago, and last week, that you would see all institutions, when everyone is in fear, say, we've got to have a bank of the world, a new bank to put these debts in, and we're going to sign over our sovereignty, because that's the deal. That, they admit that in Europe. They can never get out of this once their countries sign on to it. Now, that's a fraudulent contract. It's like saying you can trick somebody to sign a contract to be their, you know, their slave. I mean, it's a fraud. And especially if it's induced through deception. And it says they can never get out. This is, and on the news, Bloomberg says, don't worry, American investments will be fine. They're telling investors that hear this, your pension fund will be fine, your investment will be fine, because we're getting rid of democracy in Germany. I've actually heard CNBC and MSNBC, people say, you heard it on TV, I listen on XM to TV. I actually have heard them, you've heard it, if you're a business person or investor, It's don't worry about the crisis. It doesn't matter what the Germans want. They're going to totally implode if they don't do this. And so their government is set. If it doesn't work today or this week, it'll be next week. They'll drive their stocks down to nothing. They'll panic everyone, just like Hitler threatening to shell Paris if the French didn't surrender. And they're like, don't shell our beautiful city. We surrender. The Poles, of course, didn't give up. They're at Warsaw, and you know what Hitler did. He leveled it with Stuka bombers and artillery. Burned it. Burned most of the city to the ground. This is economic conquest, though. They're saying, we'll destroy your bank accounts. We'll destroy your country. We'll destroy your currency. We are holding you hostage. And the Germans have come and said, okay, what's the demand? And their politicians, in this debt crisis live, they have links to the video and the audio. On the 1535 GMT time update, it says that the left has come out and said you're racist if you don't sign on to the superbank deal. It actually says this, and it's told the left that it is right-wing fringes of racist bigots. Like, you're not for government-run health care, you're a bigot. And the left's like, that's it, I'm not a bigot. It has no connection to reality. It's just a term. Now, here's the big news when we come back. They're announcing a Bank of the World. Who else is calling for it? This is Reuters. And I've gone and read the transcript. Vatican calls for global authority on economy. Here's the New American. Vatican calls for a world government central bank. world government, the Vatican. The Vatican Council. We'll be right back.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now, viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. WaterWebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to WaterWebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I could spend 3 hours just on this euro situation. I could spend years on it. This is private banks that created the global Ponzi scheme debt black hole absorbing Europe. They've set up a super Congress to take over the United States fully. You're like, well, they already took over. No, I mean debt, slavery, poverty, war. Do you see U.S. military and proxy armies invading the planet right now? Our military is not our military. And the men and women of our military are so hardworking. They serve 5, 6, 7 tours. They are good people. They mean well, but they are downloading a false reality. In fact, I had the greatest epiphanies of my life while I was in Las Vegas for 3 days. I've got to continue to even process the things I saw. Everywhere I went was like a movie, a surreal movie. Everywhere. Flying out there, flying back. A dead soldier on the airplane flying back to Austin. Water cannon spraying the airplane when we landed. Austin police will know. New listeners are like, what? Prostitutes continually coming over. Illuminati symbolism everywhere. I went out to this private rocket base that I'm not even supposed to get into while I was there with Ventura. People are like, why are you in Las Vegas? We were there for that rocket base. It is just, I can't even talk about that until the TV show comes out. And then they were telling, my life is so bizarre. But I realize it's because I'm conscious. I'm not in a trance. By the way, Ventura's coming out of his trance. Now, he's just been waking up the last 6-7 years. Tyrell, his son, started waking him up with my materially and others. Right around the time he was starting to wake up, I first met him 6 years ago. So Ventura's in a process of awakening fully. His wife's completely awake. Wow, Terry Ventura is really neat. Gotten to know her good. A truly smart, graceful, beautiful woman. Enchanting is a way to describe her. But the way to describe this is like Saul of Tarsus. And this has happened to me multiple times, but each time it just goes to another level where I can't even describe what I'm seeing or the level of understanding. It's like being knocked off your horse by a bright light, and it's like, whoa. And you open your eyes again, and it's just so much clearer. I mean, this whole trip was synchronicity. I'm flying out of Austin. They search a guy with 8 silver coins or 7 silver coins, 1 gold coin. He happens to get on my flight and sit right by me. Then I'm watching him search this Air Force sergeant. I know he had 3 stripes with I forget what type of sergeant. 20 years in, a weapons specialist, been in 7 tours. His buddy killed in Iraq. They put the coffin on the plane because I happened to board first. And again, happened to sit right by him again and talk to him for 2.5 hours. And they still searched him at the gate and were going in his pants and everything. And, of course, then there's the TSA before that. In Las Vegas, before I left, I got the... Everyone was being body scanned. And this guy, this TSA guy said, I know who you are, Mr. Jones. I listen to your show. And I have administrative rights. And you can either let me do this or we're going to go to the other procedure. And he looked at me and he goes, you know what that is? He goes, you have a right for this next thing to happen. And I realized I'd walked into a trap because they were going to come over, still search me, and then fine me $11,000. And this guy, a man... It literally, on a power trip, stuck his hands in my pants, everything. And the Pilgrim's Progress, if you haven't read it, it was like that. The hookers coming up to me. So I've been in Vegas a few other times to shoot for different TV shows and interviews. And I went out there one time when Joe Rogan brought me out there to see a UFC fight. And, you know, it's your friend, you go. But I didn't run into this. You know, I would just be going to get something to eat by myself, and hookers would come over. And their eyes were so soulless. I mean, the whole place. I'll get into the world government establishment when we come back, and then get into the whole Vatican situation. It's just, and I haven't even gotten into Gardasil for boys, forced inoculation of kids in Mexico. It's all coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Like Las Vegas so much, I may go back there and actually make a documentary. Las Vegas is the model of the future world. The symbols everywhere, the jumbotrons creating a false reality, manipulating with conscious and subliminal messages, archetypal images. The most important thing you can take away from this broadcast, from my deep, full devotion to understanding the world, is that the public is asleep and is in a trance. And I am in a trance. You have been induced into a trance. Now, some people are down 10,000 feet in the darkness of the sea, imaging the mind, the consciousness is a sea. Total darkness, ice cold. They have no sight. It's basically just like a matrix. Information's funneled into them. They just believe whatever they see. I have basically made my way up, swimming upwards into the light. And I'm basically about 1 inch beneath the water right now. And I can see the brilliance and I can maybe make out some clouds, but I cannot imagine if you're even able, while you're confined to your earth suit, to go out and emerge. But I'm 1 inch beneath the water. and the quickening. But it's all because the whole world, you can feel it. Everyone knows it. My dad's always an optimist, and he knows history. He knows that my information's accurate. But he's still gone from joking about some of this stuff 16 years ago when I first got on air to being more serious, but always saying, you know, we're going to make it. It's going to be all right. I was over there last night for dinner with my children, and they left with my wife because I came after work. And because I dropped by here yesterday after I flew back in the afternoon. And he kind of, in concern, not snapped at me, but went, well, what's going to happen to us now that you've done this? What's going to happen to us if this stuff's all coming down? I mean, it really dawned on him that if we don't beat this, they're going to come line us up and shoot us. And I'm very few times have I seen my dad. I've seen like a car wreck and he gets out and helps somebody. He has that serious look. Or one time I cut myself really bad when I was a kid and blood was spraying all over the walls. I ran through a plate glass door that had just been closed and been open all day. I was running in and out to the pool. And I saw that same look and he got up. He kind of jumped up when I was saying things. And I wasn't being loud. I was saying, you have to understand, I'm not really thinking about some of the family stuff you're bringing up. I'm really thinking about it's all coming down. He got up off the couch. He said, what's going to happen to us? What's going to happen to you? And then it was just for a moment. Then he snapped back and he said, well, we've just got to stop this from happening. And as I was saying that, he was saying, we've just got to stop this from happening. As I was blurting out, Dad, we've just got to stop it. We're all in. I was like, Dad, we've got to stop. He said it himself. You understand? It was like mind meld. People understand. And everywhere I go, people, there was a 90-year-old Scottish woman on the plane next to me. And then right next to me is this Air Force sergeant, armor or weapons specialist, seven tours. And he didn't want to talk about it. I started talking to him, you know, looking in the guy's eyes. I could really see into him. It's the discernment, ladies and gentlemen. I almost didn't even come in and do this radio show today. I almost just left for a month. I mean, I do not even feel worthy to even try to describe the magnitude of all of this. And what's happening and everything, that it's just, I just lived a movie in the last 3 days, just the whole thing. And you notice hanging out with Jesse Ventura and going out and doing shoots at clandestine facilities and having security harasses and finding out about stuff they're going through and all this craziness and Sean Stone there to, you know, super high understanding of the Illuminati and telling me stuff that then I can't repeat about things he's seen and the Illuminati. I mean, it is just. But that's none of that is even. That's just window dressing for the experiences. Everywhere I went, everything I did was a lesson. Everything I saw, every hooker I turned down, it was mind blowing and boosting. I mean, I was in here yesterday. I got in here about 3 o'clock. Plane landed at about 3:30. They made us all stay on the plane while they got the coffin off and everything, the dead soldier. And I came in here and literally sat in the chair trying to have meetings and talk to people. And I've been gone a few days, you know, trying to give orders and get people's ideas and have discussions. And I was like a jellyfish. I was so tired that I wasn't even tired. I just felt like I couldn't get up. I was super awake, but I couldn't even get up. And I just sat here for like 3 hours, just sitting there talking over my parents. And I was sitting there next to that 90-year-old woman from Scotland who was over here visiting her daughter. And they look like clones of each other, who was 70-something. And the 90-year-old was a great-great-grandmother and was going to visit her 12th great-great-grandchild. And these old women didn't know who I was. And they're like, in that Scottish accent, you can feel the world's changing. Something big's about to happen. These wars are evil. America was once a great country, but now evil has taken it. And these old women are like, you can feel it. And their eyes were looking at me. And I was just like, it was just every person I talked to. It was like a spiritual experience at a level I couldn't, every person and watching people and how they were interacting and what they were doing. My God. And I'm 1 inch. I can feel it spiritually. I am 1 inch from breaking the surface. And let me tell you, folks, I haven't run into anybody very few who aren't extremely old. The only people I've run into that I can tell that have woken up more than I have are people like Ron Paul. You can tell, that guy doesn't tell you one-tenth of what he knows, folks. He's very owly. And like that old woman, she didn't have all the knowledge I have of, like, contemporary things, but she had deep knowledge of being a great-great-grandmother. She had ancestral knowledge. The knowledge that only elders can have who've been on the right path. You know, an old person who's not been on the right path is usually mean, ugly in their soul, hating youth. But then there's the old people who can see life and enjoy it and frolic in happiness and people doing well. Then let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The message was, talking to Tim when I got here yesterday at like 3 o'clock, talking to my mother, talking to people on the plane, people in Las Vegas who were there for business. They'll always let you know, I'm here for business. You know, I'm not here to be taken advantage of. I'm, you know, I'm here. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Was how there's this false reality programming people in thousands of different ways in a concerted system that's being built for eons like a pyramid. That's why it's so finely oiled. They only make slight tweaks in it. Everyone would look at me and say, who's awake? I would say, you know, this isn't a human intelligence doing this. People that are awake realize, you say what it is, the devil. Some people like David Icke would say, you know, what, space aliens. But the presence, once you awaken, that eye of Sauron is looking at you, and you can't deny it's there. You feel it. And it's, yeah, that's right. You're not just fighting humans, pal. You're fighting demons. This is not human built, ladies and gentlemen. I can talk about all these world events and everything I talked about happening. They're going to set up world government and they're going to kill billions of people. You understand that? They want blood. They want death. That's what these people want. That's what they came for. They don't care about money and sex and power. That's stuff they buy us with. That's stuff that humans want, not the devil. The devil wants your soul. The devil wants your spirit, wants your intellect, wants your mind. Let me read you a Black Sabbath passage from Rodney James Dio. This is somebody into evil, but who has seen, gone deep enough into evil from the other side to see what I've seen. Sing me a song, you're a singer. Do me a wrong, you're a bringer of evil. The devil is never a maker. The less that you give, you're a taker. So it's on and on, on and on and on. It's heaven and hell. Oh, well. You understand what this is saying? The lover of life's not a sinner. The ending is just a beginner. The closer you get to the meaning, the sooner you'll know that you're dreaming. You know you're dreaming when you, right as you come out of the trance. So it's on and on, on and on and on. And I watched my dad come right to the surface last night, just right where I'm at. He's older than I am, but I watched him come right to the point I am of breaking his trance. He already subconsciously knows there's a great threat and he's under chemical assault and biological assault and spiritual assault, but he's robust. He's a frontiers person. He's going to make it. He's going to hack through it. You know, there's this attitude of men. Well, all right, they got us using DU weapons. We're the Marines. We'll use them. And when you're young, it's meant to kill you 20 years later. No, you've got to fully break the trance and realize they're killing me. This isn't my government. They're doing something 10,000 times Al-Qaeda. You have to fully realize you're under assault. It's a creeping death, though. The enemy knows how to ooze in around you, like a snake that comes up and says, I'm your friend. Here's a kiss. It curls around you and kisses you on the cheek and whispers in your ear, and its eyes are pinwheels spinning. But then it just kind of, oh, let me caress you. And later you go, oh, you look down, you're bleeding. It's been biting your breast. See, we're designed to face a cave bear rushing in, into the, and humans are like, you know what? I got to defend my children. This will get my guts going up. All that NFL stuff you see jumping over groups of people and all that, that's meant for when you're defending your family. That's why it gets you so excited. You're not designed to face something put in your water, something broadcast, invisible, electronic waves you can't see, giving you cancer, breaking up your DNA, like a ultrasound breaking up kidney stones. Same thing, just waves everywhere, just blasting us. Cancer rates exploding. I mean, right now, I'm in here surrounded by TV sets, wireless systems. I'm just frying here. You can just see it, but you see a limited spectrum. You can't see that dimension, but it's there. You're blasting me right now. I'm just in a blast furnace. I feel ill every day when I leave here. But it's the technology of the Matrix. I have to step in to the Matrix Temple relay system to even reach you. It's a giant, soul-sucking kill grid. All this technology, everything. They could have had clean forms of it. It was designed to be dirty. It was designed to pollute your spirit. It was designed to take you straight to hell. And so none of this other stuff matters. None of it. Not the Euro being set up, not the poison vaccines, none of it. If you don't wake up and recognize what it is. You see, as the world begins to wake up, the globalists are coming out more in everybody's face. Oh, you don't want the Gardasil shot. You didn't buy that it was mandatory. We'll just say it's mandatory again, this time the federal government. And your little boys are going to take it next. As if we haven't hurt them enough, one in 25,000 having autism 20-something years ago, now one in 58. Now we got your little girls, and now we're going to get your little boys. And it is a sacrifice of your children. But these demons like it to go slow. They like to hurt the child in the womb. Then they like to death by a thousand cuts, vaccines, fluoride, GMO. And they can just see in the spiritual realm that child being sliced. Everything they eat, everything they do, the evil just hates that energy, hates that light, hates that goodness. And they're just like vampire, little vampire bats all over your child biting it. The GMO, the fluoride, the electronic pollution, the electronic fog, just thousands of vampire bats all over your child just biting. And that's why it's vampires, vampires, vampires all over TV. Constant vampires, constant, 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 which is the legend of the spiritual vampire. It's not the physical vampire. And that's what I realized, is that Las Vegas is a vampire capital. A spiritual vortex of vampiric evil. That's what the god of this world is. He's a big, fat vampire. I have asked God, because I have shirked from this, I have known, and I'm not one of the responsibility, but I officially have asked God to give me the empowerment to face these people head on, and I want everything that comes with it. I want all of it. I want the pain. I want to truly face it, because I'm already under attack by it. Everyone else is. And I can't stand watching it go on anymore. I can't stand watching them hurt the children anymore. I can't stand watching them wreck society. I can't stand watching people in darkness. And the thing I really can't stand is watching good people. Like that Air Force sergeant going to bury his friend, who was praying when he didn't think anybody was watching him, who was very composed, very professional, filling out reports the whole time when he wasn't talking to me, meaning well, saying, you got a good guess, they're going to hit Iran, Israel first. He meant well when he said, turn Iran into a parking lot. He really believes he's fighting for good. That's the incredible deception, is that this satanic government harnesses good people who are deceived, living in a false reality, to carry out their evil. And there are men, our men all over the world, fighting more than anybody ever did in World War II, you name it, 7 tours. He said some of them have been a 9. And he is literally pouring himself out, totally dedicated, and he has no idea, because he's in a trance. I'm literally looking at a prisoner who understands this temporal world but does not understand the spiritual. You can call it whatever you want, the subconscious, what system is programming. If you're an atheist, an agnostic, whatever you are, whatever system you're believing in, it doesn't matter. Reality is still there. And let me tell you something. Have you seen how we predicted everything that's happened? Have you seen how the Vatican's come out for world government, the Bank of the World, a private bank? We told you that was going to happen. Have you seen how all this is unfolding? Are you ready for the next stuff to unfold? And one of the biggest lies of this system is that we can't change things. We are in a battle. We are in a war, a gladiatorial fight between good and evil, with the whole universe watching. And Christians have not really read what's in the Bible. Nineveh, all the examples of reprieves, of societies repenting. I don't mean repent at one of these whorehouse churches. I mean really repent and ask God to be given discernment and to face down evil. We could turn this around.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I never finish this. I'm going to stop preaching. And when I come back in the next hour, I will properly assess the world government takeover now being triggered, the forced inoculations, what happened to me in Las Vegas, and announcements even more disgusting. You're a bringer of evil. The devil is never a maker. The less that you give, you're a taker. So it's on and on. The lover of life is not a sinner. The ending is just a beginner. All right. Now crank it up. Let's play the rest of it. Go ahead. The Illuminati knows. They sing songs about it in your face. They're black magicians. You think the magic tricks are only going on at the casinos? Or when the magician comes to your school and pulls a rabbit out of a hat? They are manipulating your consciousness. They are funding your enemy so they can destroy us all. Because they feed off the pain, the anguish. They feed monetarily, but also, and more importantly, spiritually. The globalists seek for conflict and chaos, not to bring order. Oh, there's an order to it, like that of a bombed out city. It's the journey that the New World Order is on, not the destination. Killing is their business, and business is good. They enjoy it. And read the rest of this. Well, if it seems to be real, it's illusion. For every moment of truth, there's confusion in life. Love can be seen as the answer, but nobody bleeds for the dancer. And it's on and on, on and on and on. They say that life's a carousel, spinning fast, you've got to ride it well. The world is full of kings and queens who blind your eyes and steal your dreams. It's heaven and hell. Oh, well. And they'll tell you black is really white. The moon is just the sun at night. And when you walk in golden halls, you'll get to keep the gold that falls. It's heaven and hell. No, no, fool. You don't keep the gold at Las Vegas. They're getting the gold out of you, your soul. Not all that's glitters is gold. You got to bleed for the dancer. Fool, fool, look for the answer. Fool, fool, you got to bleed for love. It's in the giving, not in the taking. Crank it up at the end here. As we take us out, I'll be back with the next hour of Pure News. Stay with us.